This is Larry Culpepper. I love college football so much that I went ahead and came up with the idea of the playoff for it. And the only way I can get ready for each and every Saturday of college football is by listening to the Championship Drive podcast.
Attention. This is the Don Levitard Show.
Biggest morons in the history of radio.
Don Levitard.
You new here, bruh.
Stugatz.
Shut up, Elway.
This is the real bass.
People in sports whose names connote golf.
I got Jack Parr, J.J. Putz, T. Martin, Lindy Ruff, Walt Hazard, Chipper Jones, the Philadelphia Eagles. Icky Woods.
Bass is pumping.
There are certain names, when you say them, it has to be followed by the nickname. Like when someone says Robert Horry, you got to say Big Shot Bob. You do. You just said someone needs to blurt it out, and I'm your guy.
This is going to make me want to fight young people again. The wind beneath your wings is ignorance. Soar, young people. Soar. Proudly, not knowing that the wind beneath your wings is ignorance. You will win eventually, but for the moment, I'm still in charge.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Biggest morons in the history of radio.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever.
Mike Ryan, the executive producer of this show and a music snob, does his own show within our show sometimes, and so the music is something that is speaking its own language to you who are paying attention closely. And we just got through the local hour here in Miami, and Stugatz and I are going through a turbulent time in our marriage. And I should point out to everybody, and this isn't a bit, like I'm unhappy, or I've been less than happy, I should say. Less than happy in our marriage, and we have had a good run. Most, what is in the history of radio entertainment, is the Howard Stern show the show that has had the longest run as an ensemble? Because these marriages don't tend to last. The nature of television partnerships,
right,
and radio partnerships is that they don't, they flame out, because it's just forever contracts. Make it hard to be in these relationships and not get tired of each other.
To answer your question, I think it's, you know, it's Stern. It's, you know, Imus had a great run with the same cast for many, many years. Mike and Mike, us.
Well, Mike and Mike, it's been reported. Well, I don't know what's out there and what's not out there and what's real and what's not real, but it's been reported that, okay, never mind. All right. So, what are you laughing about like that? I just realized I got caught up in the air. Like, I don't know what, ESPN hasn't released anything. Okay, very good.
That my fault?
No, that one was my fault.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So one of the things that we were talking about is I've got less patience for Stugatz than I used to have, and I think he's more Stugatz than he's ever been. But I may be wrong about that. He may be the same kind of Stugatz he's always been. And I've just got less patience for it. Mike, what are you doing? Why are you twitching? What's happening?
Well, we're all twitching. Everyone's nervous. I mean, we're not certain how much longer the show is going to last, how much longer you're going to be here, how much longer I'm going to be here. I mean, this is a nervous time for everyone involved, and I feel terrible. I do, that I have caused this.
No, but this is the thing. You keep blaming yourself. Hold on a second.
Well, how could I not? I
mean, well, because I've got less patience with you, and when it's Tuesdays with Cody, I've got less patience with him than I've ever had. I'm just, in general, I've got less patience. And it's the first time in my life that I've never been patient. First time in my life. I'm a hugely patient person. I don't have road rage incidents. There are very few times in the history of my life that anyone can say they've seen me angry. I am enormously patient. And I have, right now, a patience problem where everything Stugatz does is irritating me. And instead of, Mike, you and I, let's get this all out there now. Let's just get it all out there. Mike and I had a text conversation yesterday where I am pleading with him. Mike, I need your help. I don't like how I've sounded the last couple of days. I sound like a brat. I sound petulant. The show, I'm hugely grateful for everything ESPN has done for us. Hugely grateful for the support of this company and all the people who are employed here, the people, grateful for the people who employ the people and grateful for the people.
Except me.
Who are employed, not except you. I spend the most time talking to you, so you're the, and you make the most mistakes. And so we end up in a place where I get most frustrated. But I just asked Mike Ryan yesterday, you need to help me get back to a place where it is that instead of getting angry and mean at Stugat, that we mock with a smile. That everything is mocked with a smile because I sound bad. I sound cruel. I sound mean. I sound impatient. I sound like someone I would not want to listen to. I sound petulant. And Mike's response is, I'm afraid of you.
Yeah. We're all afraid of you.
That's not a great place to live for any of us.
We've done the show for so long. I am telling you, there are times. I'm glad we're talking about this. I feel better already. There are times where I am sitting in this studio and I am nervous to open my mouth simply because I do not want to say the thing that's going to set off Dan Le Batard. And that is not a good working environment. It's not a free-flowing radio show working environment. It's just not. It's not. It's affecting my performance. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, listen, I will do whatever you want. I'm serious. I will leave the show. I will leave for a year. I'll take 6 months off. You can trot in Pablo and Bomani. All the guys you like and respect, you can have them. And as long as ESPN pays me, of course, because there's a contract in place. And I'm willing to do that for you because that's how much I care about you and your mental well-being. I do. That's how much I care about you.
But you don't care enough to take a vacation without pay, right? You don't. It has to be a totally paid in full vacation.
I'll make you a deal. If you help me, okay? Help me and I'll help you. If you help me land
a
similar
second.
Gig.
Hold on. Guillermo, can you put that Le Batard show? Can you put that? Can you trust Stugat? Whatever comes after Stugat's is, you help me and I'll help you. Can you trust whatever comes after that on Stugat?
Listen, you can question a lot of things about me, and I understand that. You can question a lot of things about me. If you're going to question how much I love you and care about you, then I'm going to walk out of here right now.
I'm not.
Okay.
I will
walk out right now.
I'm not questioning how much you love and care about me. I'm questioning you saying you help me, I'll help you. That's what I'm questioning. I'm questioning your sales stuff.
How about this? You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. The better?
This is what I feel. You have that story somewhere about Stugat trying to get his daughter to conquer her fears of a zip line by telling her it's important to conquer fears. This is his daughter. I don't question how much he loves his daughter either. This is his daughter. This is an actual story. This actually happened. And he said, if you conquer your fears and you go on the zip line, then daddy will go. And what ended up happening there, well, let Stugat explain it to you in his own words.
There was a zip line on board, okay? And so my daughter wanted to try the zip line. And I said, I will do the zip line with you. And I, you know, go into this long speech with a drink in my hand telling her that you need to conquer your fears. And one of my fears, really my biggest fear, is heights.
This is good parenting. You got to conquer your fears.
Yes, you got to conquer your fears. Rachel, if you do it, I will do it. Let's go up there and do it. She said, Daddy, I'm in. She said, you go first. I said, oh, no. You go first, because what's going to happen here is I'm going to go, and then you're going to chicken out. Well, what actually happened there is she went first, and then I actually chickened out. No, I didn't, Dan. And this is not chickening out. This is I have all the gear on. I am hooked to the zip line. The lady opens the door. I need flooring under my feet. I did not have it. I could not step out there. I could not do the zip line. My daughter has never been more disappointed.
Oh, my God. So you understand why I might absorb, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours as you scratch my back and that's the end of the transaction. You understand why it is that I might arrive in a place based on that story and how much you love your daughter, how much you love her, that I would arrive there.
Yes, I can understand that. I could. I'm trying to offer you an out here. Fair out.
All right, so what are you offering me? Because we've got other people involved here. The kids are involved. Are you forgetting about the kids? Like what?
The kids want to stay with you. I think that's fairly odd. Even while being scared of you, I think they probably all
want
to stay with
you. I want mom and dad to stay together, man. No, I don't. I'm sad. Yeah, no. I'm a child of divorce, so I don't want to redo this. Yeah.
I mean, I can't lose the pay, man. I can't. So what I'm saying is you have a lot of power. You have a lot of influence at this company. You do. And in the industry in general. So if you help me, you know, get to a soft landing spot and I have some work to do, I'm happy. You're happy. I'm still working. I'm getting paid. You're still working. You're just not working with me. I mean, win-win. I'm doing this for you because I want to stay here for the rest of my life. But it seems like you don't want me here for the rest of my life. You wish my life would end tomorrow, I think.
Man, I feel like he's just turned this into a segment where he gets the applaud of the masses again. Where I one of the great conundrums...
I didn't bring it up.
One of the great conundrums in my life is how Stugatz continually checkmates me on this stuff. I really do feel like I'm always losing a chess match to a chimpanzee. Because now all of the applause will fall behind Stugatz. The Stugatz army will call me all sorts of names.
He's transformed into like a talking cartoon baby seal. Just adorable.
Mm-hmm. I know, but now imagine it, though, to be fundamentally immoral. And nobody notices. Because it's a cartoon talking adorable baby seal.
Man, I'd do anything for you. I mean, you know that. Like, I would drop anything I'm doing. Like, listen, I've told you before that if there's a real emergency, you're on my list of top five people I would call, that I know that you would drop anything to come help me or my family. I'm serious. I'm touching your hand right now. I am serious, okay? I'm serious about that.
I would.
And I think you know that now, you probably wouldn't call me. And if you did, I probably wouldn't pick up the phone. But I hope you know that if you were in a real emergency, I hope I'm one of the top five people in your life that you would call to come help you out. Because no. I would drop whatever I'm doing, including my kids, to come help you out.
You're not. You shot way too high there. Yeah,
you're not one of the top five.
Had a shot at maybe top 30. Not even then.
I'm not in the top 30, man.
I mean, I don't know.
Dan?
No, Stugatz. In an emergency, someone I can count on? In an emergency.
I think he'd call Carrot Top before
I feel like Stugatz. Dan, I'd be right there, but you'd make up a lacrosse practice. Like...
What's funny is that Stugatz keeps saying, I'll do anything for you. And it sounds like Dan just wants you to do a better job.
That's it. But that's it. See, that's the thing. This is how
he checks. Like
that's
to leave,
it. No,
man.
But no, but that's it. All I want you to do is be less awful. And that's it. Like, that is it. If you could just be slightly less awful. We talked about this during the local hour.
This is the Meatloaf song.
Yes.
I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that.
That's right.
That's Stugatz's
right.
That.
No, that's exactly right, Mike, because listen to this. This is the start of Highly Questionable yesterday. Again, I will set this up for the audience. Stugatz was sitting in for Bomani Jones, who was doing very important things with the president and ESPN. Stugatz is sitting in, and he waddles in late. He's chewing on something. We're just sitting there waiting for him, and he's done the show before. And we just start the show by saying, hello, this is Highly Questionable. What do you like on the show today? Give him a sentence. Give him a sentence, like tease him on what do you like on the show today. All you got to do is give him a sentence. Stugatz has done the show before. And the producers remind him, because they know he's Stugatz, hey, Stugatz, this is just something real quick here. Just give him one sentence and get out. Something on the list of topics there that you like, you tell him, hey, we're going to talk Kevin Durant. It's exciting.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. That's Stugatz over there. What do you like on the show today, Stugatz?
I love this Kevin Durant conversation and whether or not his teammates should be mad he was rooting for them to lose in the NBA Finals last year. No, they shouldn't. They lost.
Oh, give your take later. Dale, Papi.
I had a take, man. Wanted to get right to it.
Little beautiful cartoon baby seal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do my job better. I mean, how about you absorb how I do my job better?
I mean, that's...
How's that sound? Because you used to be just fine with how I do my job. I mean, and lately, so some of that, I mean...
That's the conundrum. That's the conundrum.
Well, I mean, what are we going to do here?
Not this much longer.
Transition into a live read.
Yeah. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll compare rates for you so you get the best deal, even if it's not with us, saving you time and money. Now, that's Progressive. Call or click today. The Dan Le Batard Show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. Here's your SportsCenter update. Cubs advanced to the NLCS last night. Chicago got 4 in the ninth, beat the Giants 6-5. Cubs will face either Washington or L.A. Game 5 of their series Thursday night, 8 Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio. As a do-it-yourselfer, you value craftsmanship. Same goes for cleaning. Quickie Bulldozer crafts expertly designed cleaning tools that simply get the job done. Quickie, real clean made easy. Quickie Bulldozer products are available now at LowesandLowes.com. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in the Sports Center on ESPNRadio.com all throughout the day.
More Dan Stu from the Clevelander on ESPN Radio.
Don Levitard.
You guys are always lurking around every corner to show me the ways that I'm wrong and bad and terrible, just waiting around. And one day it's going to happen.
Stugatz.
One day it's all going to just end because I said the wrong thing and all of you were outraged and then outraged the next guy and it'll be done. And then you'll miss us.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Catch me and Mike Golic Jr. every Sunday for weekend observations from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The Road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio, ESPNRadio.com, and the ESPN app.
You got to be careful in this climate who you trust with your vulnerability, because the last 30 minutes have been vulnerable for this show. And now what's happening is everyone is pointing out something I didn't even notice, which is I think you were trying to read the word craftsmanship. I didn't even notice that because I'm trying to get to a more gentle place, but now people are pointing out your mistakes for me.
Whatever.
Not helping.
No.
Well, that's what you want from me, man. You've made it such a nervous environment in here. Everyone's afraid to talk, man. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'll take my share of the responsibility. I know I'm frustrating to be around. I know at times I'm not the best partner. I get all that. But you have created an environment here where everyone is walking on eggshells, and I'm afraid to open my mouth.
I've become the thing that I despise. I am Tom Coughlin. I am the dictator coach.
And it was all good just a week ago.
Yeah, I know. But Monday at 12, it was fine. Craftsmanship. Yeah, I butchered that one. As a do-it-yourselfer, you value craftsmanship.
You did it again.
Did it again.
No, I was trying to do it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was. It's craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But I mean, so that's the thing, man. So here's the update. I have it right here. Everyone see it on TV. And there's like 100 words there. I got to do it twice an hour. And I'm nervous because I know there's this big vulture who's waiting for me to screw up. And if he does, he's going to pounce on me. But there are 100 words here. I got one wrong. One. You don't have to deal with any of this stuff. You don't have to read it. I mean, you can if you want. You can do the updates.
Well, I can't if I want because you're the one who gets paid for all that stuff. Like, so if I were to start doing all the reading on the show, you wouldn't get paid for the reading being done on the show. I'd be getting paid for the reading done on this show.
I don't get paid to read a SportsCenter update. I don't get paid for it. In fact, when we started the show, I wasn't doing any SportsCenter updates.
You asked to do the SportsCenter updates. You said you'd do them better than Greenberg.
That was a lie. I want you focused on...
I'm lying or you lying?
No, I lied when I said that. I want you, okay, to focus on the show. Topics, generating interesting discussions, giving people things they haven't thought of before. And in an effort to do that, so you could just focus on that, I try to take all this stuff off your plate. Now, I don't do it as well as maybe you want me to do it, but I am doing it for you.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Dan, I don't get paid for these. I don't.
Texter writes in, Dan, you've got two choices, call Dr. Phil or self-medicate. I've done both of those. You've heard me talk more, not actually Dr. Phil.
Wow.
Not actually Dr. Phil, but no, this is what I've been doing lately. You guys have heard me talking about drinking more, and you've heard me talking about how often I'm revealing myself to people about emotions that I don't usually have.
Look, I understand we all have a responsibility to each other to get through this, but we also have a responsibility to our audience. That being said, what do you do if you're the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Great question.
It's not a great question. Is that your only contribution? You're not going to answer it? Or like
you're the host. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's yeah, the Dan Lepetard show.
That's not a question that I'm interested in any way. Mm.
Okay. Well, it was.
That's another problem. No, I didn't bring it up.
I mean, that's a good problem to have, no? Quarterbacks. Yeah. Brown spent 20 years trying to find just one.
Right. Oh, These guys have two. Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Good
problem. That's a whole nother layer of stuff here that when Stugatz brings up yesterday's conversation about who would you rather have for the next 10 years, Carr or Wentz, I don't have any interest in that conversation. Maybe I'm just outgrowing all of this stuff.
Well, I didn't bring it up. I mean, I didn't. In fact, it was never asked. You exposed that I wanted to ask that question. I don't believe I ever asked the question to Peter King. Because I'll take, you know, a peek behind the curtain here is Dan and I are constantly on, you know, we're chatting on the computer back and forth. And I will write Dan. I don't want to foul up the interview because Dan is the best interviewer in sports media for my money. And I don't want to foul up the interviews. And sometimes he has a flow going. And so he will see my questions before I ask them. And I sent that to you, but I never asked it because you didn't want me to ask it. Which I was totally fine with. I thought it was a good question. So it never, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. You brought up the fact that I wanted to ask that question. I'm going to be truthful here.
I stick with Dak.
Yeah.
Demand once more money.
Show's in a precarious place, man. You felt it. You feeling it.
I mean, listen, I love you the same way I did 14 years ago. Clearly, your feelings have changed, and that's fine. So I need to do something to fix this. It's on me. It feels like it's on me, everything. I don't know if I'm going to make it to one today. It's a bad idea. And I'm hungry. It's Yom Kippur, and I'm fasting. So you got me in a really bad mood today, man. I had a headache. Been eating since 6:15 yesterday. Anyway.
Our facial hair is slowly growing. Don't let it get out of hand. Keep yourself groomed, guys. You can do that by using the tools from the good folks at Dollar Shave Club. You have the power to actually look somewhat decent. Tell them, Stugatz.
Over 3 million members love Dollar Shave Club, and they no longer overpay for a quality morning shave, and new members can get their first month for free. DSE is so much more than just razors, though. Pre- and post-shave formulas, skin protection formulas, killer hairstyling products. No, it is your fault because you make me nervous. I mean, how you don't get this at this point is beyond me because I do these reads when I'm doing the show with Golic Jr., who doesn't make me nervous, and I fly right through them. You make me nervous, dude. You make everyone around here nervous. And I'm starting to get ticked off. Talking tough because he's not here. He's actually left the room. I'm starting to get upset. I really am. Enough is enough. You know what? I'm sticking up here for all of us. For you, Mike. For you, Roy. For you, Guillermo. For you, Chris. Because I know you're feeling what I'm feeling. And I am putting my foot down. Because I don't want to feel it anymore. Anyway. DSC is so much more than just razors. Pre and post shave formulas. See if I can screw this up again. I'm so mad right now. I don't even care. Skin protection formulas. Killer hair styling products. And an amazing soap and body wash. The products work amazingly, the service is world-class, and there's no commitment, no hidden fees. Cancel whenever you want. Get your first month free at dollarshaveclub.com/Dan. Just pay shipping. After that, it's only a few bucks. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Dan.
Oye, this is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Don Lebatard.
You know, Howard Stern likes to imagine himself in the ear of a single listener. I imagine myself surrounded by vultures. All of you have entrails and your mistakes in my mouth and in your claws. And you're ravenous. And you claw my face out. And that's who I imagine I'm talking to.
Stugatz.
I feel like I'm surrounded by one vulture. One big, gigantic, fat vulture. With a beard and a Miami hat.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline for the best total engine protection you can get. Here's your SportsCenter update. Cubs advanced to the NLCS last night. Chicago got 4 in the 9th, beat the Giants 6-5. Cubs will face either Washington or L.A. Game 5 of their series Thursday night, 8 Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio. And finally, billions of super fleas with massive dongs are expected to invade bedrooms this autumn. The flea has male genitalia, which is 2.5 times the length of its body. This Sports Center is brought to you by Barbasol. America, you're looking good. You're shaving with close, comfortable Barbasol shaving cream. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to the Sports Center on ESPNRadio.com all throughout the day.
What was that story?
What? The Cubs will face either Washington or L.A. Game 5 of that series, the NLDS, the decisive Game 5, will be Thursday night, 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We're getting hammered from every side here. I'm getting a lot of concerned texts. Evidently, we look on television like we are deeply unhappy. It's been a rough 45-minute stretch for the show where some grievances have been aired, and you have seen some dark side to the marriage of Stugatz. These partnerships don't tend to last as long as this one has lasted, and you guys are just very frustrated with us in general, and we just got lit up. This has never happened before in the history of the show. In the history of the show, this has never happened. Abby, Stugatz's wife, just lit both of us up by text. We're going to get to that text in a second. But just tweets coming in every angle. What am I listening to? Awkward and mean-spirited. Some very entertaining people trashing each other over nothing. I believe that the show is falling apart because of that seductive mistress, Pablo Torre. He needs to be banned from the bedroom. This bickering is really fun to listen to, said no one ever. Going through a midlife sports crisis, guys. I tell my wife today, she has to start listening to you, so I put the show on, and this is what I get. Seriously, I really don't care about your conundrum with Stugatz. I'd rather hear about the Cubs and possibly ending the curse. Dan, lately you sound like my wife when her sugar's low. You're right, Le Batard. This routine between you and Stugatz has really played out. It's become fake reality TV. It's time for a change. But the best and the worst text that we've gotten on this is from Abby Stugatz's wife. Go ahead and read her text here, where she's never done this before.
Ever. No, and she loves you. She really does, probably more than she loves me. She said, Mike needs to end this. It's embarrassing. You should both be ashamed of yourselves, both of you, bickering like little kids. I can't believe ESPN hasn't called. I would honestly fire you both. It's terrible, and you both look like complete morons. Unprofessional. It's so bad. Stop including the others in on it. Mike, Roy, oh my God. This should be behind closed doors.
I mean, we're a transparent radio show, though. We talk about all our stuff on the air. All of it. We don't hide much of anything from you. All of the mood swings and all of the conundrums, the relationship conundrums that make an appearance, we try and be transparent about that stuff. And we're having a rough patch.
She said that she loves both of us. She's embarrassed on both of our behalves.
Oh, a lot of
That's
people
what
are.
She just wrote
no,
me.
This has been very poorly received all over the place. Just make us laugh, clowns. Just make us laugh.
Now, when you were a little kid and your parents were fighting, did you actually just want to sit through that whole thing with popcorn and watch it all play out? No, you ran to your room, put your pillow over your head, and just prayed that they stopped fighting. You've subjected us and the audience to 40 minutes of this.
Oh, but I don't feel like we were fighting. I felt like we were sharing.
Well, maybe the tone isn't fighting, but basically the fear of you guys breaking up has been lingering here for close to an hour.
Okay, so that's the problem. Okay, so everybody's lashing out at us. Okay.
Yeah, right. Publicly, though. This is like my parents, like, just knocked on, like, Mike and the Mad Dog's studio door, kicked them out, and decided to have, like, one of their, like, famous fights for
an hour. Everybody is very worried about us. Okay. I mean, these marriages don't last as long as this one's lasted. This one's lasted a very long time.
I feel like we've been saying that a lot.
Yeah, like, I don't like where this is headed, man.
Like, two-year-old Mike's coming back right now.
All right,
like,
that's fine. Let's talk about something else. Here's a good stat for you. This was coming into the other day, right? This is not, I don't think this is true anymore. But going into week five, you guys want to guess? You want to guess the team that had spent the most time leading in games this season? The most overall minutes leading games this entire season.
Please tell me it's the Chargers.
It is the Chargers. Ahead of the Patriots, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Steelers.
We're back.
It's the how are we back? It is the Chargers. You getting things right is not us being back. You getting things wrong and me playfully.
I mean, I can't win. I get them right. You get mad at me. I get them wrong. You get mad at me.
But how about that, though? The Chargers going into week five spent more time leading than any team in the sport. And that is how Stugatz ends up in a place where he feels bad for Philip Rivers. I feel like a lot of people are feeling bad for Philip Rivers. I want to bring up another topic with you guys, given that the Cubs won last night. If you weren't watching last night, they were down 5-2 in the ninth, and they came back to win 6-5. The Giants had been 10-0 in elimination games, which is a fun stat, but doesn't mean very much because it's not like they have the ability to win elimination games as an ability. Otherwise, they probably would have summoned it last night up 5-2 in the ninth. You know what I mean?
That'd be a good spot to summon
like
it.
That,
right there, yeah.
If they had the ability to do that, up 5-2 in the ninth would have been a good time to close out an elimination game.
But after 10 straight, it kind of feels like that. You're right.
They've won a lot of important games, but it's not because it's an ability. Because last night would have been a good time to unsheath that ability. But the thing that I wanted to get into here with you guys, which I thought was interesting, is I was teasing Sarah Spain, a Cubs fan, on Twitter, and this bothered her. She's a huge Cubs fan, and I was teasing her during the game as, are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? And she, I was teasing her on Twitter, and her response was, because Amin then got in on it because he's always there for a fight. I mean, Amin will always get there for you. And so she just responds to both of us, I'm just not an a-hole. Always been my policy to root for my teams and not harass friends about theirs. And it made me genuinely wonder.
Yo, chicken thigh.
Get out of here, Sarah.
Be careful, but yeah, I'm with you.
Why are the Kentucky Fried Chickens here?
Oh, she got on me about the Mets last year. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I'm a Heat fan. I remember you.
Mm-hmm. The Mets beat her Cubs last year. She was all over me.
I'm keeping it short because I'm afraid of you.
Okay, well, I was wondering if...
Love you, Sarah.
If she's a fraud, then I don't know that my premise is going to be right. Because if that is indeed so, I was going to cite a gender difference because I don't have a friend who isn't otherwise not interested, doesn't totally mock my allegiances. Like, that's part of what male friendship is if your guy has a team that's playing, you love to run them into the ground, making fun of them when that team is losing.
Sarah's the meanest friend I have.
Well, oh, yeah, by far. Yeah. It's not even close. Yeah.
To the point where I'm not sure I can call her a friend. No, meanest person I know, definitely.
Beep, beep, beep. Here comes the money truck.
It's going to erect a whole straw man about whether women are nicer about sports than we are. But I guess my premise is flawed when you're calling her the meanest person you know and the Kentucky Fried Chickens are pecking her to death.
Sarah Spain's a bad martyr.
Recruiting potential employees for your business is tough work. Make it easier on yourself and use ZipRecruiter. Your business will be better for it. Tell them why, Stugatz.
Yeah, if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. One more time, try it for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Dan.
You're listening to the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Ferguson, the right people, the right products, right around the corner. Visit Ferguson.com today.
Dan Levitard.
Tweeter writes in, I have given this show a fair listen over several weeks and have concluded it's just awful.
Stugatz.
Thank you for your patience with us and for staying with us for several weeks.
Yep.
Several weeks of personal suffering before you decided, you know what, I'm done now. This is just awful.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Guest on the Dan Levitard Show, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Get in touch with the show anytime to the 1-800-Flowers Twitter feed at Levitard Show at Stugatz790. Making up for an October baseball binge? Get out of the doghouse with 1-800-Flowers. Buy one, get one free multicolored rose bouquets and a vase for just $29.99. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/ESPN. Offer ends on Friday.
J.K. Simmons, surprisingly jacked J.K. Simmons, will join us at 12:30 Eastern. Do you guys think my premise is flawed? Are women sports fans more gentle with other women sports fans than men are? Because I think what I'm saying so in terms of men, if I ever have a rooting allegiance, my friends who are neutral or don't otherwise care will root against me as part of the, you know, insults or the language of intimacy among men.
I mean, you know how much I love the Jets, and the Jets have had some very, you know, bad seasons, bad losses. And you love, like, I'll get texts from you when they're losing late in the fourth quarter or when they've lost and you're pressing on those buttons. And it's funny. I do it to my friends as well.
But are women different that way? I asked that question genuinely because I was surprised that I was bothering Sarah Spain yesterday. I was teasing her as one of the guys because Sarah Spain can be meaner than any of us around here by a good amount, by the way. And I was surprised that she got bothered by it. I got taken aback that Sarah Spain, I thought, was being sensitive. And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute, is this a legitimate gender difference? Do women sports fans root for each other? Is there support there in some of the stereotypical cliched ways of women being more supportive and kind while men punch each other in the arm and are cavemen?
Well, I think women are just nicer. And I think they are all those things you just said, more supportive, more kind. So, yes, I don't think it's a flawed premise. I do not think.
But I think that's a fascinating difference between the genders if it's so. If it's so as it relates to, I don't know whether I'm erecting a straw man here because of specifically what it is that Mike Ryan said, that Sarah Spain may be a fraud on this front, that she just may be covering her own hypocrisy in her gender when it doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with she was sensitive and scared last night because she's a Cubs fan, and that scared has been earned over 100 years.
Perhaps with each other. Woman to woman, they're probably more gentle. You'd have to ask them. But I have Florida State Seminoles fans in my family, and I saw plenty of women Florida State fans at that stadium that did not stop for one second to make me know that my team lost.
Okay, but they're not friends of yours. They're not friends. I'm talking about friends.
Okay.
Let's call Sarah Spain. Instead of discussing this among just men and Allison's off for the Jewish holidays.
I saw her Instagram. She's at O'Hare. She's boarding a flight to California.
Right. My wife is a Gator. She went to the, and she cares about the Gators football program, but one of her best friend's husband, who she's known forever, went to Alabama, and she roots for him. She roots for Alabama.
All right, but let's, instead of talking about, because this feels like the Hannity and Combs thing that I did with about Michael Vick, how do black people feel about Michael Vick and dogfighting, and I'm on an all-white panel talking about this. Can we get a woman out here sometime in the next hour? I actually want to talk about the idea of, get Jemele Hill, get somebody. Is there a difference here, a gender-specific difference between how sports fans interact and are men more jackass?
Estás escuchando el programa de Dan Le Batard and
college football lives here. SEC West rivals face off in Death Valley. Ole Miss heads to Baton Rouge behind a rushing defense allowing over 200 yards per game.
Fournette, 3-2-1, touchdown!
They'll be put to the test against LSU and the return of running back Leonard Fournette. Number 23, Ole Miss. Number 25, LSU. Coverage begins Saturday at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Presented by Dr. Pepper.
Hey guys, Maria Taylor here, and it is just going to be ladies on the Beyond the Lights podcast. We're welcoming in Adrian Lawrence, who tells the story of going from a lawyer to on SportsCenter. It's pretty incredible. Make sure you use the Listen tab of the ESPN app.
It's the return of Leonard Fournette when LSU welcomes Ole Miss to Death Valley Saturday night.
Toss, dive, Fournette, 3-2-1, touchdown! Leonard Fournette.
Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio.